Now, these gatherings and apartments were also sites for exhibiting and talking about nonconformist art. And it's worth briefly looking at some of the trends, describing some of the trends one would see in the art of the period, which was not official, which was shown mainly in apartments. A lot of it was nonconformist in its subject and mood, especially in mood. Much of it was rather dark and melancholy. It was not unusual for pictures to describe the real hardships of Soviet life, of alcoholism, of illness, of sickness, of poverty. Some of it was abstract, simply dissident in style. Abstract art was not approved. Some of this art expressed sort of a basic existential doubt about the world, dark, shadowy figures. Some of it was quite religious, with images of crucifixion being featured. And much of this art tended to ask big questions about life. For example, a famous painting of 1975 by an artist named Viktor Pivovarov was entitled, and had these words on the painting, "I could depict an apple, a couch," and a whole bunch of other objects were described and pictured, "but," it said on the painting, "how can I depict the life of a soul?" And also some of this art was quite ironic. Pictures of Brezhnev made in a sort of parody of official art, images of the happiness of Soviet life, but clearly made to be ironic. Now, much of this nonconformity I've been describing can be found among the educated, a growing population, of course. But one sees similar trends in even a larger group of population of the population that one could see by looking at what people were reading. Not the books published in huge numbers, which would be Lenin's collected works or Brezhnev's collected works, for example, but what people stood in line for, what they tried to get out of libraries, what they demanded, what they really read. And when you look at popular literature, certain patterns stand out. First of all, perhaps most pervasively, were stories about individuals and their families and their friends, about personal life, about friendship and love, about spiritual growth, inner growth. What's really telling is what one almost never finds in these popular stories and novels. We don't see workers fulfilling the plan, much less over-fulfilling the plan. We don't see stories about the heroism of communist revolutionaries or stories about the future in which socialism would be realized. In fact, most polls indicate that average Soviets were becoming rather pessimistic about where the future was heading. By contrast, in this literature, certain themes stand out, were popular. Stories about the war were very popular. For example, the novels of Yuri Bondriev. About national unity we see in these stories, about the heroism and suffering of individuals. And of course, these stories were filled with exciting accounts of adventure. And indeed, reading these stories was part of a nostalgia people were feeling for the war, when life had meaning, when you knew what was right and wrong, when the nation was united. Crime and detective novels were popular, such as the writing of a writer named Yulian Semyonov. These were also escapist in large part. There were gangsters and cops and extortion and criminal language. There was also simple pleasure in reading these stories, but there was also justice, always won out in these accounts. Spy novels were popular, serving similar functions of entertainment, as well as a sort of subtle nationalism. And science fiction was popular, though much of the science fiction lacked the optimism that one used to see in Soviet science fiction and had a surprisingly dark view of the effects of technology and machines. Novels, for example, featured machines that measured the work of art by how many ahs were uttered by onlookers, or accounts of a green cleansing rain and pervasive servo robots in a society that make it impossible for an artist to find any true untouched nature, or a computer that so dehumanizes the workplace that human beings have no place there. By extension, another very popular theme were stories about rural life, romantic stories by writers such as Valentin Rasputin, which tended to emphasize people's closeness to nature in the countryside, how life was simpler, how people were more honest. And many of these stories were set in Siberia, sort of romantic, wild nature, where people's basic human qualities are tested.